I'm delighted to sign a new contract. I think it's a really good club for me to push on. Got a good manager. I've come on leaps and bounds last year, and hopefully can play a big part in next season for the promotion push.
Yeah, what impact has Lee Johnson had on you then since he arrived at the club?
Yeah, he's first time really that I've he really wants us to play out from the back, and it's good to get different kind of opinions on the game and stuff, and his knowledge on the game is really good. So it's good to have someone like that, because you learn different things about the game.
Yeah, I was going to say, is his kind of style of football starting to get implemented now? And he spoke about how it was going to take a few weeks and months for you guys to get used to that.
Yeah, definitely. I think we'll have a good pre-season under our belt, and he'll get into us what he wants from us, and hopefully we can take that into the season.
How do you look back on last season then? 24 starts in total for you. How do you reflect on your first season with Barnsley?
Yeah, I'd bit your hand off if you said I was going to have that at the start of the season. As I said before, I do feel like I've come on leaps and bounds. I've learned so much in only 25 games, but obviously it's only the start of something good, because I want to kick on and get the number one jersey for next season.
And especially when you're battling as well with someone as experienced and someone who's played at such a height in the game as Ross Turnbull.
Yeah, he's good to have around. He's obviously got loads of experience. He's played at the highest level in the Champions League and stuff, so he's good to have around the place.
How do you assess that battle with him then for the number one shirt next season?
Oh, I think I've proved that I can do it, so it's up to the manager in the end, but obviously I've just got to go back pre-season, concentrate on myself. There's no point me worrying about anything else except for myself.
And goalkeepers are a different beast, aren't they? Because you still have to work so closely together when you're fighting for the same shirt.
Yeah, you always back each other, because obviously everyone speaks about the goalkeepers union. We have to stick together, as I said, because everyone hates us. So it's good that we have a little goalies union. And obviously if Ross starts, I'll back him. And I'm sure if I play, he'll be supporting me as well.
You've obviously signed a two-year deal with the option of a third year as well. How much was that long-term stability a key for you with this deal?
Yeah, it's nice to get a bit of security behind you, because you never know with football. It's such a cutthroat game. So now hopefully I can just concentrate on the football now that I've got a two-year deal under my belt.
Mark Crossley's left the club as well in the last couple of days. What's your reaction to that? Obviously work closely with him.
Yeah, Mark's a top bloke, really good coach. Obviously he's not got nothing really to do with me, but I'm happy for him. I wish him well at Chesterfield.
Because I know you said as well when I spoke to you earlier in the season that he'd had an impact on you, hadn't he? You know, looking at someone such as him who's played for so long in the game, you'd learnt quite a lot from him.
Yeah, it's good to have people like that around you. Obviously, he's played at the highest level as well in the Premiership and stuff. So he talks to me after games, just little stuff on the game on how to improve and that. So I'm sure I'll still keep in contact with him.
You mentioned a promotion push next season. Then is that the aim? Is that what you think's a realistic target?
Yeah, we're a big club for this league, so that's what we should be aiming for. Obviously, there's a lot of other good teams in this league, but hopefully, if we get a good pre-season under our belt, we can hit the ground running.
It's going to be difficult, though, isn't it? It's a tough league, really tough league to get out of.
Yeah, it's a really tough league. Got to be really consistent, got to get a good core to the team. You need the flair players, and you need people who are going to score the goals, so hopefully we can get the right players in and we can push on.
And you need someone who's going to keep the clean sheets as well.
Yeah, no, that's my job.
It's quite a young squad though, isn't it? You're 22 yourself. There's a lot of young players in that side. Is that good, do you think, that you do have such a large amount of young players, that there's a lot of players there who are probably hungry to play?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really, the club gives a good platform for young players. And I said before that I think if you're good enough, you're old enough kind of thing. So I don't think the gaffer's worried about playing the young players, but obviously you need a blend of the experience and the young players that were hungry for it.